What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Panthers up 1-0 in the Eastern Conference Final. They beat the Carolina Hurricanes yesterday 5-2. Put it on them. Great performance by the Cats today. They have a day off from practice. Some of the players spoke to the media. Paul Maurice, though, Leroy, he said that, this is from Jamison Olive, Maurice has updated his opinion on game one. Remember, we heard from him earlier. Wasn't too pleased with it. He didn't like the game. Quote, it was better on video than behind the bench. Hey, he liked the film review. I agree. I don't think the Panthers played poorly. I thought they played pretty damn well, as bared out in the results.
But I think he was talking more about the certain moments in the game, right? Where they kind of had lapses only to be bailed out by Bob.
Yeah.
That's what coaches do.
Love Sergei Bobrovsky. He's good. What's not to love about this legend?
Focused.
Focus. Game two is tomorrow at 8 o'clock. You, of course, can hear that right here on 560 WQM. Marlins about to get underway. Rubber match against the Chicago Cubs. They lost 14-1 yesterday. Yeesh. Max Meyer on the bump today for the Fish. Western Conference Finals, game one. The Thunder hammer the Timberwolves 114-88. Tonight, it is game one of the Eastern Conference Finals as the Knicks host the Indiana Pacers at 8 o'clock. I could not be rooting more for the Pacers, and I don't think I've ever said that in my life. But it is what it is. I'm out of options. Tonight is game one of the Western Conference Final between the Dallas Stars and Edmonton Oilers. Puck drops at 8 o'clock from American Airlines Center. So we got that as well. Dennis says, Tobin, you haven't said anything about those rat bastard Hurricanes taking runs at Bob. We have said it. We played Bob's. I don't know if you're late to the show, Dennis, but you have Sergei Bobrovsky, Marcos. This was Bob's reaction to it.
No, I deleted it. I'm sorry. Give me 10 seconds and I promise.
No, it's okay. No problem. Yeah. I thought it was hilarious. I was pissed off in the moment, but then I heard some of the analysis of it. They're like, oh, they're really trying to get into Bob under Bob's skin. I'm like, yeah, good luck.
That ain't happening.
That ain't happening with that guy. You know, like a guy who basically trains his mind, does Olympic lifting on days off. Like, he's a maniac. He's a maniac, and I just have it hard. I have a hard time believing if you think that's how it's gonna go. Then you're desperate. In my eyes, them doing that to Sergei Bobrovsky is desperate and lame. I'm sure Maple Leafs fans would be like, who's the energy with Stolarz? First of all, Stolarz took a 100-mile-an-hour slap shot off the dome. And by the way, I also have to say, hey, Chris Nowinski.
Really?
it's enough with the spotting every little thing and you think it's a concussion, okay? He was fixing his mask. That's what Sergei Bobrovsky was doing. He's out here and he's just like watching television with popcorn all the time, being like, concussion! Not everything is a concussion, dude, okay? Jeez. I don't need you sticking your beak in the cat's business. It's enough of him. I'm sick of it already. And another person that I'm sick of, by the way, is Joe Burrow. Because I went on a little bit of a, well, I don't want to say a deep dive, but I dove. And I checked in with AI, Leroy, as to your claim. Has Joe Burrow done anything to grow the game internationally? Mm. And first of all, he's taken no trips to any place internationally. It said, this is from, what is this, Grok? Is that what Twitter calls theirs?
Yes.
Grok. Joe Burrow has expressed interest in growing the game of football internationally, though his direct contributions to this effort are limited and primarily tied to his public statements and media appearances. Like, yeah, so he's done nothing.
Right.
He's done nothing. It also says he wants to be, he's shown enthusiasm for representing Team USA in flag football. This is another one I got to get. Can I tell you something? No flag football for the NFL players. This is ridiculous.
What
is it? What does it earn us? Like in reality, what does it earn us? You know what we should do? We should take freshly retired guys. They can go play for the flag football championship. But I was thinking about this. What? It's one thing if they were playing real football and that proved something. Cool. Do I really need to have Justin Jefferson play half football to prove he's the best at football? Not really. Like, imagine him versus Sweden in flag football. Is it really necessary, Leroy? Ask yourself. Does that feel like it brings international pride?
Here's the problem. You given an athlete who would normally not have the opportunity to win a gold medal, they're in.
Let's do real football then. What's this flag nonsense?
Because nobody else can play real football.
Then that's tough. I don't know. You know,
Tobin.
Like,
why are you so like?
So we gotta make up a sport for them to go represent the Olympics.
You know, there's been a bunch of games that have been altered for the rules have been altered so everybody can participate. You realize this, right?
Which like
there's
like
international
like
rules.
What? Like what?
A lot of the sports.
Like what?
Beach volleyball.
No, I don't know right offhand, well, but you know they tweak the rules of the Olympics so that everybody can participate. So it's not just according to one league or one country.
What about those? Remember that flag football quarterback who said he was better than Mahomes?
I do remember that. Yeah, he did the pogo stick move.
So would you prefer those? Just like we keep it strictly like non-NFL players?
Because then you complain about how we lose an American sport.
Hmm.
People, and by the way, for the smartasses who are saying basketball, there's like two rules you can't do. All right, no 3 seconds and being allowed to hit it off the rim. Like, let's be grown-ups, people. It'd be like playing a basketball game, but nobody's allowed to shoot threes. Like, that's what it would be like.
Hmm.
I mean, they still tweak the rules. They have international rules for certain sports.
It's not a different sport.
Yeah.
Well, I think recently, if I'm not mistaken, Japan beat U.S. football in some sort of...
I believe you're right about that. So let's take on Japan in real football. Let's go. That I'll send Justin Jefferson to go play football for. We'll send our best.
So just out of curiosity, who's going to block a defensive lineman from Japan?
I mean,
who's going to block? If I put him in front of the line, let's use Kenneth Grant.
Yeah.
You know any Japanese offensive lineman that could block that?
Sure don't. They got to figure that out, don't they?
Am I being ignorant?
That's not competition, though.
All right, well, again, great. So then got two hands on the flag for Japan. Congratulations.
Oh, they can use sumo wrestlers as offensive linemen.
That'd be fun.
Look at that. That's Japanese.
I'm into that.
Okay.
You get some of those giants from Australian rules football.
Oh.
Maybe bring Alexander Volkanovsky back.
I think there's something to this. I think, look, if you play against
They do rugby, don't they?
Sounds like you're on board with me.
New Zealand does rugby also. Australia, just think about it. Their special teams will be amazing. Got to watch out for them.
Didgeridoo.
Oh, my goodness.
Game of field position. Really got to get
He's
your
hopes. All over the place with the accents.
All
over,
yeah.
What?
These are all the voices in his head. I want you to know.
I just think it's a little.
Those
silly.
Are the people he talks about when they call him things.
I would be fine with Justin Jefferson doing it after his career. Like if I'm if
Why?
I if because it's not football.
What about college? Gold medal. Who cares?
Then go. Come on. We're making up sports now.
Not even college kids though. Like retired players, I feel like are going to be broken down and injured. Like you don't want, you know. Cam Ward as a cane or something like that, you know?
Let's be real about it. Like, we could go put, if we put Cheetah at 36 and we have him out there playing flag football against Switzerland, I think we're going to be all right. Would you want Cheetah playing? Cheetah wants to play.
Yeah.
It depends. How tall is the opposing team's women? That's really.
I want to give you a point for that.
Yeah, that's a point, you rascal. That's
really what I want to know. I want you to stay focused.
Point for Morgos!
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
Right. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM, streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, the channel Miami 560 WQAM. You guys can check us out there. Got those Dierks Bentley tickets to give away before the end of today's program. Also, we just had our second Whiskey Stars and Cigars a few weeks ago, and now we got your chance to win tickets to Drew Estate's sold-out Barn Smoker. Get a tour of the Florida sun-grown farm, enjoy fine spirits, a catered dinner, and an exclusive Barn Smoker cigar pack upon arrival. For your chance to win, go to WQAM's contest page at WQAM.com, and you guys can enter there. You must be 21 or older to win and attend. Check that on out, everybody. That's what we got going on there. And tonight, you got Eastern Conference Finals in the NBA going on, New York Knicks hosting the Indiana Pacers. And game one of the Western Conference Final between the Stars and Oilers gets going at 8 o'clock there. So those are both in action tonight as well. Miami Heat doing some scouting appears today, Leroy, in LA.
Scouting,
dude. What are they scouting? There's a well, it's draft season. I don't know if you know that. It's draft season for the powers that be over there.
Oh, they have the little summer camps and stuff.
Yeah, well, apparently Clutch Sports, Rich Paul's agency, had a pro day today. And so there was a video put out by Draft Express today. Mm-hmm. And little Looky Lou, one of the cameos there, as you can see here on the screen. Old PR in the building. I think this is in L.A.
Yeah, that's because it's around the corner from his house.
Yep, Pat Riley and Adam Simon in the building, along with other NBA franchises, to get a little looky-loo at what prospects they have over there with the Clutch Sports. And apparently some of the guys that are getting looked at, Walter Clayton from Florida, of course, just won the championship. I've seen him mocked to the Heat, falling to 20. I don't know if he'll end up there. He's obviously a little bit older, so maybe that is the case. But he's been mocked to the Heat.
Like weird, like we say he's older.
Oh,
that we get mad at guys that are 22 coming out of college.
Get out of here, you old bum. Not like the I bet the quarterbacks are getting taken now. The quarterbacks now are like 25, 26.
Yeah, because they made more money than they'll probably make getting drafted in the seventh round in the NFL.
There's a prospect, Hassan Yang, who is a 7'1", 250-pound center from China. He's 19 years old.
Sounds like a moose. Yao Ming?
Well, I mean, you know, that is that he said that's going to be the natural comparison. He said, Yao Ming is my predecessor. I've always respected him and want to learn from him.
All right.
So he averaged 16 points, 10.5 rebounds, 2.5 blocks in the Chinese Basketball Association this past season. You think Pat Riley's looking at a Chinese prospect? Little China center?
I'll take
add it. Some size.
Come on, Dwayne Wade had some success with his Li Nings in China. Isn't he like Michael Jordan over there?
He is very popular over there. Yes.
There's a pipeline. We got the pipeline already.
We have a pipeline.
Pipeline of heat culture.
We have a pipeline.
You grow up Dwayne Wade as your Michael Jordan. You learn about heat culture. They know what we expect. There it goes. Pipeline.
Never thought about it like that.
Look at that pipeline.
I mean. Are we really going to China for a pipeline and NBA?
Pipeline of culture. How expensive do you think these shoes are that Pat's wearing?
$2,500 flip-flops.
I'm thinking they look like comfortable, but still more expensive than I would expect.
I like how Pat Riley's still at this age is like, I'm still dressing fancy to these things, you know? No polo.
Marcos, you spend top dollar on used shoes. So maybe he's looking at you thinking the same thing.
Hey, listen, the clock is ticking on you, old man. Those shoes are going to be mine.
How much would you pay for a pair of Pat Riley reused shoes?
Pat Riley's reused shoes?
Yeah.
I'd pay top dollar, but I wouldn't even wear them. I just put them in a case. And
wow, really?
And I just do this all day.
Yeah. But Joe from upstate New York, you wear his right away.
Yeah, $65. I'll wear them tonight.
Oh my God. The if you guys want to go to Dierks Bentley right now, caller number 4 to 305-567-0560. Caller 4 to 305-567-0560. Will win themselves a pair of tickets to see Dierks Bentley, who's bringing his Broken Branches tour to the I Think Financial Amphitheater this June. If you want to win those tickets, caller 4 to 305-567-0560. We'll give away those pair of tickets right now to caller 4. Take a break. Wrap things up on the other side. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Why'd you stop?
Because
you were killing me.
I didn't even know those words. We continue on with more words. I don't know.
It's more of a vibe.
That's back in the day when everybody sang like high pitch like women.
Was that falsetto?
Yeah.
Man, they have announced that the Buffalo Bills will be Hard Knocks this year for Hard Knocks training camp. Buffalo Bills.
I don't want to hear. Get that stink away.
Nah, you know what? I don't even want to see my team this year. So I'm okay. What? I don't even like, if they were like Dolphins this year, I'm like, meh.
What I would do though, honestly, I'm telling you this. I think this is what I would do if my team, if I wasn't sure about my leadership, I'd make him do that Hard Knocks offseason. I thought, like, if I'm John Mara, I know it looks embarrassing, but at least I know what buffoons I'm working with, you know? Like,
but he didn't fire anybody.
I know, but at least he's got that ammo, you know? Like, if I was Stephen Ross, wouldn't you guys tell me, like, this year, with the Dolphins being in the situation, you wouldn't love to have Hard Knocks offseason for the Dolphins? Because no one's happy with these guys anyway right now. They all want them fired. Like, if you were Stephen Ross, you wouldn't want that on video recorded?
I mean,
like, I feel like that kind of did Jeff Ireland in. Like, we all like were a little iffy on Jeff Ireland, But once we had the whole, you know, debate with him and Joe Philbin and not letting Vontae Davis call his grandma, we're all like, I don't know about this guy.
Wasn't he the one that asked about the receiver, if his mom was a hooker?
That was reported. That wasn't on Hard Knocks, but Des Bryant did claim that Jeff Ireland did ask if his mother was a lady of the night. That is true, Leroy. Also,
can I just say,
it's wild.
If somebody would ask me that, I can't, in that environment, mm-hmm. when they probably should be 100 times more professional than me,
mm-hmm.
I can't tell you how I would respond.
I can't imagine well.
I would be just insulted, right? I don't know whether I would get up and leave, and they go, why are you leaving? And I'd be like, to stop from myself from beating the brakes off your ass. Right? Like, I don't know. Like, and they can hide behind, oh, we're just trying to see or whatever. You know what I mean? Right.
They were supposed to have the Hard Knocks offseason was supposed to be UNC, but Jordan Hudson ruined it. So we couldn't get
They were going
to
do college?
Yeah, they were going to do Belichick at UNC, and apparently she was a nightmare, and she ruined it.
Won't be the first time.
She wanted, like, ownership of it, and they're like, no. And, by the way, did you see this? So not only is it rumored that they're engaged now, did you guys see the boat?
The boat!
The boat.
Boat! Oh, God.
So Bill Belichick, you know, he's got his boat, 8 rings, right? And apparently, the boat's now 8 rings plus 1. I was like, whoa, she changed the boat?
Come on, dude.
How big is the boat?
I mean, it's a nice boat.
It's the same size boat as it was before. It's just what's written on it now. It just makes me feel icky. Just don't like
it. That's a lot of commitment to go ahead and just change a name now.
There's also a TMZ story today. Bill Belichick's ex, Linda Holiday,
oh.
who was more of his age range,
nice.
Confronted Jordan Hudson at a Christmas party. I love this.
Yeah.
This is so crazy that the coach who's like,
why are we doing this as housewives of like,
it's so great.
Right.
This is crazy. Could you imagine? There's not a coach who would want this less than this man. And he's like, oh my God, what's it? What? He's like, what's TMZ? What is that?
Ooh, ask Jordan Hudson to leave the party.
Wow.
Wow.
Do you think there was a smack with champagne in the other hand?
Oh, there was going to be. Someone wanted to speak to someone's manager.
That's a classy smack.
Oh, ladies don't fight.
Look at this, though. You see, I see Bill. This is so crazy. I see the mm-hmm. picture of Bill and Linda together, and I'm like, mm-hmm. this makes sense. You know?
They were adorable.
It just makes sense. This other girl is just like, we still.
I think he dropped her for a younger squeeze, though. I think this is, you know.
Yeah, I mean.
I think that's what happened. I feel like, because I remember when they broke up, everybody was like, oh, yeah, the lady who's always with Bill Belichick, the blonde lady. And then all of a sudden, old Jordan's popping up there. And now they're getting it.
Jordan went over to their party and said, I'm the captain now.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't know.
Nothing says intangibles quite like a Nantucket fight between squeezes.
Yeah. Save this for the Hamptons.
But what's the worst thing? Somebody go ahead and get some champagne thrown on you.
Yeah. Throw some caviar.
This is great.
Ain't nobody saying, hold my earrings.
No, they won't get them back. Those are good. I don't know. This whole thing has been
apparently it was very aggressive behavior.
Here,
yeah.
Let me explain to you why this is so weird. It's not weird because of the women involved. It's not weird because of the age difference. I could care. Two adults agree to whatever in their relationship. So be it. It is the fact that the man I know has preached every single day of his job about the outside noise, the outside ridiculousness that goes on with players on the football field. You know, go Go home and get some rest. Stop partying. Don't, you know, don't get yourself in trouble. You have a responsibility to the team. When you hear all those things, and everybody knows that's how Bill Belichick operated, that's how he did things, and then you see him getting caught up in some foolishness, that's the weird part to me.
Yeah.
The weird part is not the how old, you know, the girlfriend is or the fiance. It's not how old the last girl. It's the fact that Bill Belichick is caught up in some stuff that he would look at a player and go, what are we doing? You know, that's the weird thing to me. Everybody else looks at the age of the girl or what she's doing or what she's saying or whatever. This is just so unlike. If a player was caught up in this, you'd be having a meeting with Bill.
Dreamland official approached Jordan Hudson as her friends backed away. The person questioned Hudson. I asked Ms. Hudson if she thought it was a good idea to be at this party. Apparently, this is a party that what's her name? Holiday? What's her last name? Linda Holiday?
Linda
Holiday.
Linda
Holiday is Bill Belichick's ex. Her daughters were DJing a party at this Nantucket place, Dreamland. And Jordan Hudson went there, even though apparently she knows that they all hate her guts because she stole her man. And he said, I asked Ms. Hudson if she thought it was a good idea to be there, considering the clear animosity the above individuals felt towards her. She defended herself by saying she did nothing wrong. And it was the first time attending the Christmas stroll and wanted to attend the big party going on that night, which happened to feature the twins DJing.
So, you know what's crazy about this? This goes out to all of these people in relationships, past, present, whatever. If your significant other get caught up or leave you for somebody else or get caught up in something with somebody else, whatever, why do we always get mad at the other person? It ain't the other person. Is the person you were with that knew what your situation was. So why are you getting mad at if your husband or your wife cheat on you? Don't get mad at the person they cheated with. Get mad at your husband or wife. Because they know what your situation is.
Yeah,
you
but
show up at the party, though.
If you're like, look, if he's a
did she show up with Bill?
No, it was just her by herself.
I think it was just her by herself.
Which is even weirder.
Which is odd that you would go to a party like that by yourself.
Right. It's the old don't like partying late.
You know what that is, though? that's the old Tobin.
What?
Yeah, you stirring the pot.
She's not, well, yeah, that is stirring the pot. I don't accept that that's the me. I don't think that that's a fair.
Oh, no, different situations. Maybe no, I don't. That exact situation. But you have been known to troll. Is that not accurate? And is that how good is that troll job from a troll professional?
Sometimes I like to troll just because people on social media are stupid and I like to just throw them out.
And there you have it.
But I don't have any relationships with these knuckleheads, you know?
It don't matter. What trolling is trolling. I just think we go way too far into this. I mean, the fact of how old his fiance is or how, you know, or.
Well, if you're too old to go to the social event she wants to go to because you like nappies, you probably shouldn't date her.
Wait a minute.
What?
My wife does things I will absolutely not do.
Not because you couldn't stay up late. The old can't stay up that late for a Christmas soiree.
No, I go to Christmas party and stuff. But I'm saying there's things like when my wife went to Paris. Like, there's no way I'm doing all that walking.
Christmas party, it's May.
I thought it's just because you didn't want to be with the French.
No, I didn't want to do all that touring.
That's great.
You know, all the touring and sightseeing and stuff. And I knew I was accurate when they were sending me their update on steps. 27,000 steps today.
A lot of steps.
30,000 steps
That's
today.
That's good, though.
Did you have to walk through a museum?
That's good for your health. Walking.
You know what else is good for my health? A nap.
Oh, those are good.
I'm like, will you kid me?
Move your body.
I'm gonna go get me like a 15-minute before I go to physical therapy.
See, they need to do Hard Knocks Nantucket. That'd be a show.
Ooh.
Housewives of Nantucket.
Yeah, that's what I need to see.
I mean, it sounds like Bill been running up through that like Boca,
slaying through Nantucket Astron.
There's no Nantucket Astron. they put all their investment in lips and boobs.
Well, listen, good for Bill. Like, you know, there's no Deflategate apparently somewhere. You know,
I don't even want to be a part of this.
Leave my guy alone.
I'm leaving him alone.
Leave my guy alone.
The news won't leave him alone.
I can't be happy. Just be happy. The more happy people walk in the face of the earth, the better the earth is.
A lot of drama going on with this happy.
Ooh, Bill seems fine.
I don't think he does seem fine.
I don't know. Bill, like, I've never seen this side of him. Like, it's eerie. It's weird.
He's like, I had to make a decision. Tomorrow, I want you to bring me your playbook.
Ah, man, that's the show, everybody. We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow. Welcome to the end of the show montage, Flem.
Baguette.
Volcano.
You're barking down the wrong tree.
HBO.
They knew.
You're a dirty, dirty, dirty bitch.
I'll see y'all when I see y'all.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.